Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Frontend Database Interactions. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Database Interactions and Tools in the Database Administration for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore how frontend applications communicate with databases via APIs, common API protocols used for these interactions, and examples of popular frontend frameworks. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the mechanisms behind frontend database interactions and identify suitable frameworks and protocols to use in your projects. Main content: how frontend applications interact with databases via APIs. Frontend applications are the user-facing part of software that allows users to interact with data stored in databases. This interaction typically occurs through application programming interfaces, APIs. APIs serve as bridges between the frontend and backend, enabling smooth communication between the two. When a user performs an action on the frontend, such as submitting a form or clicking a button, the frontend application sends a request to the backend via an API. The backend processes this request, accesses the database, retrieves the necessary data, and sends it back to the frontend. This interaction is crucial, as it allows users to view, manipulate, and manage data effectively without needing to understand the underlying database structure. For instance, if a user wants to check their account balance in a banking app, the front-end application sends a request to the back-end API, which queries the database for the user's current balance. The back-end retrieves this information and sends it back to the front-end, where it is displayed to the user in a clear and understandable format. This seamless flow of information enhances user experience and ensures that applications remain responsive and interactive. Common API protocols used for database interactions. APIs can utilize various protocols for communication. Understanding these protocols is essential for effective front-end database interactions. Below are some of the most common protocols used. REST, Representational State Transfer. REST is an architectural style that emphasizes stateless communication and standard HTTP methods. GET, POST, PUT, DELETE, for CRUD, CREATE, READ, UPDATE, DELETE, operations. It is widely used due to its simplicity and scalability. For example, a RESTful API for a finance application might allow users to retrieve transaction history using a GET request to a specific URL. GraphQL. GraphQL is a query language for APIs that allows clients to request specific data structures. Unlike REST, where multiple endpoints are needed for different data, GraphQL enables the client to request all necessary data in a single query. This can significantly reduce the amount of data transferred and improve performance, especially for complex queries. For instance, a GraphQL query could request user data along with their transaction history in one go, instead of making separate requests for each piece of information. WebSocket. WebSocket is a protocol that enables persistent, bidirectional communication between a client and server. This is particularly useful in real-time applications, such as banking dashboards, where immediate updates are necessary. For example, if a user receives a notification of a new transaction, WebSocket can push this update instantly without requiring the user to refresh the page. This capability is essential for applications that rely on real-time data, improving user engagement and satisfaction. Understanding these protocols enables you to choose the right one based on your application's requirements, data structure, and user experience goals. Examples of frontend frameworks. Frontend frameworks simplify the development of user interfaces by providing pre-built components and tools. Here are a few popular frameworks that are commonly used in conjunction with API interactions. React, developed by Facebook. React is a JavaScript library for building user interfaces. It allows developers to create reusable UI components, manage application state efficiently, and handle API interactions seamlessly. For instance, a React application can make asynchronous API calls to fetch user data, which is then rendered dynamically on the user interface. This approach not only enhances performance but also improves code maintainability. Vue.js. Vue.js is a progressive JavaScript framework that focuses on building user interfaces and single-page applications. Its reactivity system makes it easy to bind data to the UI, and it provides a straightforward way to handle API requests using libraries like Axios. For example, a Vue.js application can display live stock prices by fetching data from a financial API and updating the UI in real time. This makes it particularly suited for applications that require dynamic content updates. Angular. Angular is a platform for building mobile and desktop web applications using TypeScript. It provides a robust framework for managing complex applications and offers built-in support for HTTP services, making API calls straightforward. For example, an Angular application can use services to interact with a back-end API for user authentication and data retrieval. This structured approach helps in organizing code and enhancing scalability. By understanding and utilizing these frameworks, you can streamline the development process and enhance user experience in your applications. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored how front-end applications interact with databases via APIs, the common API protocols used for these interactions, and examples of popular front-end frameworks. Understanding these concepts is essential for effectively managing data in your applications and ensuring a smooth user experience. As you continue in this course, you will build on this knowledge to create more advanced functionalities in your applications. Reflection questions: how do APIs facilitate communication between front-end applications and databases? What are the advantages of using REST versus GraphQL for API interactions? How could you implement real-time updates in a financial application using WebSocket?